Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Clock here at Toilets to Titles, where with me is John, a.k.a. at Coach Sheps, who's going to be discussing the 2022 wide receiver class. And John, I know you were super psyched to discuss these guys. I gave you your choice. John's going to be joining me for a bunch of these episodes, and I gave him his choice of who he wanted to talk about first, and it was wide receivers.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure working alongside you, you know, since starting Toilets Titles and bringing you on the team this past year. And, you know, it's also awesome. Really exciting to have you running our draft, you know, shows, right? So it's been a pleasure have that. So I'm excited to do this, man.
I love it, man. And Coach is, he's a Dallas Cowboys fan. So unfortunately, they got knocked out in the playoffs. You know, the beginning of the playoffs, I'm a Giants fan. So I started thinking about the draft in like early October. So, but, you know, John said, you know, he was really disappointed after the Dallas game. But he's now he's like, you know, all psyched about football again because he got to dive into video on the wide receivers. Really psyched to talk about them. So, and I am too, because this is really, really like last year. This is a great class. I don't think, in my opinion, it doesn't have that Ja'Marr Chase standout. But it is a really good deep class, just like last year.
Yeah, I think there's probably two guys I think that separate themselves from the rest of the group, and then there's a big kind of pile of players that it really depends on your flavor, right? So yeah. I mean, it's going to be great to talk about these guys. Wide receivers is always my favorite because you can watch their highlights, you can watch their game film, like regardless of what you're watching. You know, it's really exciting. Like, it's, for me, I have a hard time watching quarterbacks. I enjoy watching running backs, you know, tight ends up and down, safeties, linebackers, but wide receiver, it's always flash, man. I love the flash. It kind of gets me glued to the screen.
Yeah. I think fans these days mostly like the wide receivers anyway, because they are exciting. They are really exciting, you know, what they can do. And like you said, you know, the point that you made about, you know, pick your flavor, you know, because you've got different offensive styles. And you've got some guys who are going to be a good fit for one system, may not be as successful in another type of system. So, but we're going to get that.
We see that a lot. We see guys that, you know, we think can't miss prospects. Remember Hakeem Butler? You know, when Hakeem Butler came out, it was like, man, this cat can do it. And he went to the wrong system. It didn't work out. And now you don't even know where the hell that guy is. And I mean, Alan Lazard, similar. I don't think he had as high of a ceiling as Hakeem Butler had, but both very kind of similar players. And then Lazard kind of flamed out to begin with. And now he's starting to catch on with Green Bay. So it's not always just the talent, it's scheme as well.
Right. And who's the guy? I'm brain farting a name because he really hasn't made a name for himself in the NFL. But who's the guy a few years ago that went to New England? N'Keal Harry.
Oh, man. Yeah, from Arizona State. And then Brandon Ayuk. He was a transition. I believe Brandon Ayuk was either a running back or a corner in high school. Transitions to wide receiver at Arizona State, was second fiddle behind N'Keal Harry. And then now he's the better pro.
Yeah, and we're seeing that more and more too. Like these one of the wide receivers we actually were covering today might have been Jahan Dotson. I think I'll remember more when we get down the list. But one of them was like a quarterback and a cornerback in high school. And when he got into college, he was immediately, you know, switched over to wide receiver. And here he is, like one of the top 10 or 11 wide receivers in this upcoming draft. So, but before we get to the content, real quick, friendly reminder, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. Give us that 5-star Apple review. Why? Because we deserve it. Don't even ask. We deserve it. Just do it. Where you can find the show, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and Facebook, where we have two pages. First one is, of course, Toilets to Titles, and the other is When a Family Breaks, which is our Facebook page dedicated to the trading of sports memorabilia. I love sports memorabilia. I've got tons of baseball cards, complete sets myself from the mid-1980s to the mid-1990s. I love it myself, but I'm not selling them to anyone. Neither is my son when he inherits them. At least he better not. Unless it's he needs the cash, you know, to pay off like some drug dealers or something like that, or we're going to break his legs. Patreon.com/Toilets to Titles. Go there. You can learn how you can further support the show. We need some cashola, infusion of cashola, to keep up this high energy content that we're producing all the time. Also, last but not least, toiletsandtitles.com is our website. I'm really proud of it. Launched August 1st. It's got all of our videos, articles, tons of fantasy and NFL football content. Also has tons of NCAA draft content as well. Check it out. I got to change it so it says college. draft content, but check it out. It's a great website. I'm really proud of it. And we've got like 15 contributors here towards the titles. And we all contribute differently, whether it's, you know, a bunch of us do videos, a bunch of us just do articles, and some of us do both videos and articles. And so we're all contributing. There's a whole ton of stuff you can find on, you know, visually, or if you're, you know, if you prefer reading, tons of articles. So whatever floats your boat. So, John, you all ready to dive into it with our first wide receiver? I think he's our consensus number one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, he's my number one, man. Garrett Wilson.
Yep. Okay, so me, myself, just to let the viewer know, John goes to great length to really do a video dive into a lot of these players. I do some video dives onto these players. I do mostly reading from as many sources as I can get. Depends on the wide receiver. Depends how interested I am in the wide receiver, to be honest with you. Or just the player. In this case, it's wide receivers. I do a lot of reading, try to get as many sources. I try to get a flavor for the player from what I'm reading. A lot of times I will find similar positive attributes and similar negative attributes or things that need to be improved upon. And I take that and I formulate in my mind, wow, whether or not, you know, how much I like this guy, where I'm putting him in particular. And I do some video watching, but John does more than I do. But Garrett Wilson is, I think, the clear consensus number one as of right now, because we still have a few months to go to the draft, and people have been known to rise and fall, at least somewhat, on draft boards as time progresses. But I'm sticking with Garrett Wilson for right now. He's my clear-cut number one. The guy is 6 foot, 188 pounds, not overly big, but he's got some decent height to him. But you know, so he's got some decent size to him. Could be a little heavier, in my opinion. But fluid. These are my notes on the guy: fluid, sudden, explosive. He uses his suddenness and twitch to gain separation. Uses head and eyes to feign intent. So this guy, he's got a high football IQ. He's a polished wide receiver, an expansive route tree. I love to see that. That means a lot to me. Guys coming out of college with already like an expansive route tree. That these are guys who already step on the field and contribute immediately. And this guy, he's an impeccable deep ball tracker. So this guy, Garrett Wilson, is capable of tacking all the levels of the field. That's the short, intermediate, and deep. So to me, he's a complete wide receiver. And you've got a few other ones in this draft as well, but I think he's most ready to go, most ready to play like a number one wide receiver.
Yeah, I think this guy's going to fit in. Wherever he goes, he's going to fit in immediately. He's going to be ready to play. What I like the most about Garrett Wilson is he's quarterback friendly. He's a technician. You know, he gets open. Yeah. He creates big windows for the quarterback to fire the ball in there. You know, and I try not to – I don't force player comparisons, but sometimes I just see it. And we were talking before the show. I see a little bit of Amari Cooper in how technical he is. Like, Amari Cooper is a very technical guy, but he's more twitchy. He's got more quick twitch than Amari Cooper. And what his quick twitch and his body frame reminds me a little bit of Odell Beckham. And I know it's – you know, it sounds crazy comparing a guy who hasn't done it in the NFL yet to those two guys who are, you know, at the peak of their game, all pros, but – I see that. Like, I see some of that, you know, the twitch. What's that? Mm-hmm.
It's natural to make the comparison, to look for the comparison.
And I put in my notes, watching this guy run routes pleases me. Like, I coach wide receivers. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, I coach high school football. I coach wide receivers. I've coached defensive backs before. Watching him run routes, it's just – it's awesome to watch. You know, and in some of my notes, you know, I write down certain plays and certain games. And, you know, so I have that all in here. His hands aren't his strongest trait. I've seen a few times where there's catchable passes that he drops. But then again, he makes it up with some great grabs. When I watched him play Oregon, he had a few of those. What he does when he's running his routes, he does a great job of getting on the DB, causing him to flip his hips, getting him out of position.
Yeah.
And what I really like about him is he's a very technical wide receiver who knows the route tree. He knows how to get open. He knows how to use his speed and his twitch. But he's also used a lot in jet sweeps and bubble screens. So it's not just he's getting open. They're also creating touches and generating touches, which shows you in an offense like Ohio State, where they're filled with studs, this guy, they're forcing the ball to him. And that says a lot.
Yeah. When you're in a program that is that deep and you're the alpha on a program that deep,
Right.
You've got to have something really good going on. And listen, I think his attributes are very OBJ-esque.
Right.
Like, you know, he is, I mean, OBJ was an accomplished, you know, he was, he could run the full route tree coming out of college. He was
Right.
ready to go. It was just open the package,
Explosive.
put him in the field and ready to go. Explosive, shifty, and very quick with his feet. And I wouldn't, he's not like, you know, OBJ's, I'd say, is the same way. He's not like, obviously he's fast, but he's not like a track star, but he plays fast. He plays
Right.
really fast. And so I, you know, I thought the same thing with you brought up Cooper before, and but the first thing that popped out of my mind when I was watching some film on this guy, and I saw him play as well this season too. I caught a few Ohio State games, and you know, he reminded me of OBJ. And OBJ is not like the biggest wide receiver either. He's not
Right.
small, but he's got a solid frame. And that's Garrett Wilson. That's Garrett Wilson.
It's just the drops. The drops remind me a bit of Coop. You know, OBJ, when he came out
hands.
Of LSU, man, some of the best hands I've ever seen out of a
He's got
player coming
monster
out of
hands
college.
too. He's got big hands. I remember
sometimes
Hakeem Nicks is the same
sometimes
way.
I feel like it's oh man, Hakeem Nicks out of North Carolina. Sometimes I feel like OBJ is too gifted with catching the ball that he gets lazy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it forces him to make, you know, small errors that could be avoided. OBJ, we could have a whole episode talking about this. That guy, all
Believe
pro,
me.
Could be a Hall of Famer if he just, you know,
love
the talent.
Errors, the errors, OBJ, just you just mentioned right now, just first thing that comes to mind is 2016 was a wild card game, I guess it was, against the Packers when he dropped at least one, maybe two touchdown passes.
Was that the no shirt and warm up game? Was that
I don't
after
know,
the boat?
But it was the week of the boat trip. At
yeah.
least over here with Giants fans,
yeah.
the infamous
yeah.
boat trip.
Yeah, they came out
Damon
at
Cruz.
Lambeau with their shirts off. Victor Cruz and
yeah, all I remember was just being disappointed by both OBJ and Sterling Shepard. Actually,
well,
both
Cruz, I blame Cruz for that. Cruz was the veteran in the locker room, and he
I
allowed those young guys to do that dumb shit, go on that boat.
He was with
you know
them.
Just. You know,
he
that's
was
what I'm saying.
On the boat
He should
trip.
Have been. He should have been the voice of reason, saying this ain't
100%.
How you do it. You know, I don't blame them as much as I blame him.
Oh, I blame them all because they're, you know, they're their own individuals, and everyone's got to make choices. They're
right.
They're not
right.
kids. They're young men, but they're not kids.
Right.
And but I was most disappointed actually in Victor Cruz because he was the veteran who had the ring on his hand. And anyway, enough Giants talk.
Yeah.
Sorry. I always get. No. It's me, myself. I always, you know, get sidetracked with Giants talk easily. Anyway, and we're going to talk. There's another player we're talking about soon. Not this one, but soon. Who's got talk about big hands. I'll bring up an attribute of his in a little bit. Next player we have, Jameson Williams from Alabama.
He was close to being my one, man. He was, if it wasn't for the knee injury, very close. Very close.
I know. The knee injury, man. Alabama got, you know, I mean, listen, if they had Jameson Williams – and Mechie, that college football championship game could have been very different. I'm not saying definitely, but, you know, it could have been very different. Those are two, like, you know, top-notch wide receivers that Alabama lost for that playoff run. And they similar for the championship game. But Jameson Williams, Alabama, I love Alabama wide receivers. 6'2", 189 pounds. These are my notes. Athletic, explosive, including he's got his first step off the line, very explosive. This guy's a big play generator. If you watched a play I saw play quite a bit because I did watch quite a few Alabama games. This guy's a big play generator. He plays fast. He excels at separation. He creates his own separation, which leads to yards after catch. And he's good in contested catches too. I wouldn't say he's like elite in contested catches,
right?
But he's more than good enough. But yeah, I have him up there with Garrett Wilson too. Me myself, you know, I would go even for me myself, even with the knee injury, I'm still taking Garrett Wilson. But you know what? If I'm a team and who wants to pick a wide receiver and Garrett Wilson's taken ahead of me and Jameson Williams falls into my lap, I'm not complaining.
How about imagine if Kansas City manages to get their hands on this guy? This guy can fly. One of my notes is he's like smoke at the line of scrimmage. His release,
mm-hmm.
DBs can't touch him. You know, you can't touch smoke. He's quick. He's fast. He's so 6'2", 189 pounds, and he can flat out fly. He has a 20.1 yard per reception average in the SEC. In the SEC, he had 1,500 yards receiving. Man, 15 touchdowns. he gets on defenders so fast because a lot of them, you know, the defenders are going to try to press him because he does have a small frame. At college, they didn't test him much, right? They played off man. He gets on their toes quick. He gets them out of position. He's a deep ball wide receiver, but he can do the underneath things. And he's just athletically, he is special. And not only is he just an athletic specimen, so remember John Ross, you know, this guy's bigger than John Ross, as almost as fast as John Ross, but he's actually a better wide receiver. What John Ross was good at was running the fade, running the comeback, running the post. This guy can do it all. Yep. He's got a full route tree. So, you know, and he's probably going to go later in the draft than John Ross went in his draft, which is crazy to think. I mean, this guy is so fun to watch. It's just that knee that worries me a little bit.
Yeah. And that's the interesting thing is like, as last year because you're not in this draft, I should say, you're not going to have, we'll see what happens with the quarterbacks. But you may actually have wide receivers going. Listen, last year's draft, you had Jamar Chase, you had Waddle, and you had Devontae Smith go in the top 10. So I wouldn't be shocked if, in this draft, you have a lot of edge rushers.
Man, Philly with one of their three first round picks between 10 and 20. I could totally see this guy going there. Now you got Jameson Williams and Devontae Smith. Like I could completely see that.
They should. I think they should take, you know, whether it's one of these, you know, or maybe one of the next two guys that we're talking about. I think Philadelphia absolutely should be taking another wide receiver opposite of Devontae Smith. Absolutely. But Jameson Williams is an exciting, exciting player.
One thing I didn't like about him is I don't know if you watched in some of his film when the play's away from him. He basically like, you know, this ain't what I'm here for. I'm not here to block. A lot of the film, you know, it could just be a scheme thing. Sometimes when guys are, you know, he averaged 20.1 yards per reception. He's running a lot. So maybe the coach is just like, hey, take it easy when the play's away from you. But I did notice that because I like dogs. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying he's not a dog.
Yeah.
He's just get me the ball, coach. You know,
if you don't have the ball, you need to be blocking. You know, and listen, not everyone's going to be a good blocker. Some people just don't have it in them, but you at least have to give the effort.
Man,
but
we talk about Treylon Burks in a few. Like, I'm sorry, not Drake London in a few. We're going to talk about Treylon Burks now, but Drake London, that dude blocks.
Yeah. As you'll see, I do not have in my attributes for Jameson Williams, I do not have physical.
There you go.
Speaking of Treylon Burks, and I had heard the name Treylon Burks before. But the gentleman who brought him to my attention in particular was our friend, the friend of the program, John Loeb. And that's John Loeb, L-O-A-B.
We did L-A-U-B. L-A-U-B.
Oh, was it L-A? I'm sorry, fake news. L-A-U-B. I was
the Gridiron Scholar.
The Gridiron Scholar. We did an episode about a month ago talking about pretty much, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was like top three players at a bunch of different positions.
Yep.
And you know, we definitely talk about wide receivers, and this is a great wide receiver class. But Treylon Burks and Drake London, who we're talking about next, were John's favorite wide receivers in this draft. And I get it. I totally get it. But Treylon Burks, okay, so let me lead off with my notes. I love this guy's size, man. This is like 6'3", 225 pounds, hunk of real man running down the field. The NFL gridiron, big body, big hands. This guy had to have, these are the hands I was talking about before. He had to have custom made 5 extra large gloves made for himself. This guy's a physical, great blocker. Like John was just mentioned before, he's a great blocker. He's fast and he's deceptively fast. He's a big dude. You don't really expect a big dude who's almost kind of like a tight end, almost like a tight end size, to be as fast as he is. He gets yards after catch. He is tough to bring down on the first tackle attempt because he's big and he's strong, and he can be aligned anywhere on the field, XYZ. And he was actually at Arkansas, especially his last year, throughout his tenure at Arkansas, they were giving him some handoffs, but especially last year, it wasn't like he was getting like 700 yards or something like that, but I think last year, 2021, I think he had like off the top of my head like 225 yards and I think like 5.8 yards per carry. So he was used in multiple ways by Arkansas. And this is a guy who was like, doesn't play in the greatest scheme, and he was playing like one of the top. It wasn't like he was playing in Alabama Ohio State. This is a guy who's getting stuff done on his own. He's a creator.
Against
He's a
them,
monster.
against Patrick
Yeah,
Surtain, against those
exactly.
guys. Yeah.
Exactly. He's a man amongst men. Anyway, John, you go ahead.
So what I like most about this guy, and I think what most people are going to like, is his ball skills. The way he climbs the ladder, the way he uses his body to get between the defender and the football. Like he's got great body control, you know, and I've seen some good plays against teams like Alabama where he's just getting up. He's sandwiched between two defenders. He's coming down with the football. Like he's not worried about anything but making the play. I love that the offense uses him all over the field. Like I had mentioned with Garrett Wilson, they're getting this guy
Yeah.
targets. They have him coming out of the backfield. And what I like
I
about
love
it
that.
is he looks comfortable running routes from everywhere. You know, from every
Yeah.
part of the offense that they put him, he seems okay. Because you in the NFL, think if you want to put this guy in the slot, you know what I mean? He's and
Yeah.
whoever's covering
Good
him is
luck.
going to be at a pure disadvantage. Have this guy run, you know, drag routes, get him the ball, you know, at full speed, and then have a DB, a corner, try to tackle him on the sideline. No way, because
Exactly.
not only does he have great ball skills, his yards after catch, like he is a possession receiver. He's big, he's fast, he's strong, he's not afraid of contact. He's rarely taken down by the first defender. You know, I've seen him just bop, just stiff arm and drop guys. So he is, you know, he's not the most technically savvy wide receiver in this class, but his skill set, his frame, his ability to go up and get the football, his ability to run after the catch, and also his versatility are all things that are going to make an offensive coach. Like if he's the third wide receiver off the
Yeah.
board, you know, teams are going to love that. You know, teams are going to love
You
it.
know, the more John, the more we talk about him, the more I agree with John in that maybe he is the top wide receiver. Burks is the type of wide receiver I love. I love big physical wide receivers. And don't get me wrong, I like my Victor Cruz type of guys who are like, you know, just shifty, like an impossible, just you're just shifty. You know, shifty salsa dancers on the field.
Yeah,
You
the
know,
shifty
but
solid answers, yeah.
yeah, exactly. But me myself, like my preference is for a wide receiver like Burks. And he's a monster, this guy. And speaking of monsters, we got another monster here from the West Coast,
Yeah.
USC. I am a big fan of USC wide receivers, historically. I do like them a lot. And with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who came out of USC last year, and that was a guy who
Michael
this was
Pittman.
such a Michael Pittman. And last year was funny. I remember, like, I had my eye on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm like, this guy, I think, is going to be a good, I don't know about an elite wide. I never thought he'd be an elite wide receiver, but a good, dependable, like 1B. I don't know about a 1A wide receiver, but like a good 1B, you know, like a Robin to someone's, you know, to another Batman. And, you know, I like this guy a lot. And if it weren't such a deep wide receiver class, I could have seen St. Brown going the second. Did he go in the second round or did he go in the third?
Think the
Anyway,
third.
yeah, he could. Well, I think in most other classes, he would have went higher. But anyway, so he was USC. My point is that he was USC. Amon-Ra St. Brown's second half last year was phenomenal for Detroit. Drake London, different type of product though. 6'5", 210 pounds. My notes on this guy: long body and arms. This guy, he cuts with ease. Great for a guy this big. He cuts very, very well. He's very shifty. Great ability to find gaps and create space. He played from the slot at USC. So we're just talking about, you know, Treylon Burks, how you can, you know, put him in the slot, and good luck covering that guy from the slot, you know, given his size. Here's Drake London, who was like a slot monster at USC. He doesn't have great long speed, but he plays fast. He does play fast, and he is an. And this is one of John Laub's, top two wide receivers as well. And you know, the more I read about him, the more I talk about him, the more I like him more and more. Like, kind of up there with Garrett Wilson and Jameson Williams. Go ahead, John.
So he's a big guy. And when we see, you know, 6'5", 210 pounds, we think he can only be so fast. He's limited. He's probably going to be one of the bigger guys in the NFL when he's out there. But he played guard for the USC men's basketball team. So we look at him as a big guy. But in the other sport he played, he's probably considered the small guy who's probably more athletic
Yeah,
than the rest of the guys. So this
exactly.
guy, he's an athletic dude. 6'5", 210, that doesn't matter. He's got the athlete, like the athletic ability of a guard playing at the college level. I love his ball skills as well. What I really like about him, like you said, he doesn't have the great long speed, but he stops on a dime. back shoulder fades, comebacks, in breaking routes. He does such a good job because of his long strides. He gets defenders on their heels, and then he breaks so well. He led per PFF. I have it somewhere in here. I believe he led. Yeah, he led college football in 2021 with 19 contested catches. That says a lot. When a defender's on him, it doesn't matter. He's coming down with the ball. There was one play against Utah in the second quarter, about 6 minutes in. He's on the right sideline. Dude goes low. He hurdles him. So 6'5", 210, hurdling a corner, lands on his feet and gets in the end zone. Another play I saw, this guy might be one of my favorite wide receivers as far as passion and fire goes. He's playing Oregon State. His helmet gets ripped off by a defender. If you get a chance, watch his Oregon State film. And he just stands there on the sideline with his arms down. He sticks his tongue out and his eyes, he looks possessed. Like he looks absolutely possessed. That. He wasn't backing down at all. This dude blocks. He gets into it. Like coaches are going to love Drake London. Okay. I said that about Treylon Burks. They're going to love Treylon Burks because what they can do with him. There's a lot of options. You know what I mean? They're going to love Garrett Wilson because he gets open. They're going to love Williams because he gets downfield very well. They're going to love London because London's a dude. He's a football player. Anywhere he goes, he's going to be on the outside. He's going to contribute in the run game. He's going to get after it. He's going to give you everything he has. He's going to come down with the football. Like you throw it out there, good chance he comes down there. So I like Drake London.
Yeah, I like that type of physicality. Like I said, it's my type of wide receiver. Hey, listen, it's the NFL, and there's a place for, you know, shifty guys and speedy guys. But me, myself, I'm like the dog is rolling his ball over here. Hang on one second.
All right, there. He wants to play catch. He's hearing all this wide receiver stuff. He wants to go up. He said, I can go up and get it. I can make the play.
Oh, my God. He probably can. All right, so let's move on to Wendell Robinson, Kentucky. Wendell Robinson, 5'11", 185. What's that?
Wendell Robinson.
Yeah, Wendell Robinson, Kentucky, from Kentucky, 5'11". He's very athletic, open field explosiveness. Hang on one second. Open field explosive, accelerates very quickly. Stop, start, explode, stacks, moves. Let me get through my notes, and then I'll go on mute. Very shifty, can create space on his own. Nice vertical. John, take it away.
All right, so he gets off the line of scrimmage very fast. He's probably one of the better athletes in this class. We've talked about a lot of good athletes, but this cat, what he's known for is his athletic ability. He's just an athletic specimen. When he gets the ball in space, he can make things happen. He lines up in the slot a lot. DBs are off of him because they don't want to test his speed. He gets open quickly, drags, ins, verticals. He's got juice. Like, this is a juice player. You know, they use him in jet sweeps. And it's like you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. And what I also liked about him at 5'11", he's got great contact balance. All right, he's got a good center of gravity. I've seen him take some shots and not even shake. Like he gets low to contact, takes the shot, defender bounces off him, and he keeps going. So he's got that yard after catch ability. He's a smaller player, but he does a great job of getting his body around to the football. He gets himself a target to the quarterback. Like he gets up and sometimes too much. To a detriment. I feel like sometimes because of his size, he's a competitor. He's afraid that he's going to lose out on those high footballs. So instead of just keep running and allowing the ball to come to him, he'll plant his foot in the ground and he'll go up and get it. And yeah, he gets the completion, but sometimes that stops him from having a chance at an even bigger play. So, you know, but again, I think that has to do with his size and the size of the DB. He doesn't want to lose out on those. I like how, you know, he catches the ball very well. This makes him more than just an athletic player. Like he's got good hands. You can see when he's catching the football, his hands, his eyes, they're all linked up. I think he's a good ball player, man. I think I see some people have him all over the map and I had to put him in my top five. I like guys like this.
Yeah, no, the same thing I noticed. He was kind of like, depending on who you go to for when you're doing your research, you could see him in I first started seeing him off in the fourth round and I was checking out other people. I saw him in the second round, third round. But again,
what's your flavor?
Exactly. What's your flavor? Exactly. So don't be shocked. I wonder if he's playing. I don't think he's a senior, so he wouldn't be playing at the Senior Bowl.
No, I got so far, I don't think any of these guys that we've listed. I tried to, the next guy we listed was supposed to play at the Senior Bowl, but I saw that he's not on the roster anymore.
Jahan Dotson?
Yes, Jahan Dotson, Penn State. Yeah. There's been some buzz that he might not be there. So, you know, if he is, bonus. But I think as of now, he's back down.
I'd love to see this guy play. If I were at the Senior Bowl like you're going, John is going to see.
Not this year. Next year. No, man, I wanted to.
Do we have any guys going? Is Justin going? Oh, no one's going? Oh, okay.
No, not. We'll be in Canton this year for the Fantasy Football Expo, but next year we're going to go down to Mobile.
I want to try to make it next year too. I was just like, you know what? We were so busy with work at the end of this year. It's been crazy.
We'll drive down together next year.
That'd be awesome. I love road trips. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. But anyway, Jahan Dotson, Penn State. I'm a big fan of Penn State products, especially over the past few years. They've been producing real studs. You know, you've got Saquon Barkley, at least in his rookie year, be pre-injured, pre all the injuries with the Giants, was an absolute beast. Miles Sanders, his first year with the Eagles before all the injuries, very, very good. Who's your linebacker that the Dallas Cowboys just got, who's probably – defensive rookie of the year and
Micah Parsons,
player of the year. Micah Parsons, there you go.
That's it.
They've been producing some real alphas in terms of talent. And I like Penn State a lot. I just like what they're contributing to the NFL. And I like Dotson a lot. He is one of my I think this guy is a clear-cut second rounder in this really, really, really deep draft class. I think this guy is a clear-cut second rounder. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone takes him in the back end of the first round. My notes on him, he's got elite body control in the air. I love watching this guy play. Great hands and focus. He's good at disputed catches. He's speedy. He's got the speed to take the top of a D, off the D on any play. And if you watch his tape, and he's a player who I watch quite a bit of tape on, he makes some really, really cool catches and really cool plays.
Yeah.
Take it away, John.
I think his quarterback held him back. You know, I think his numbers could have even been much greater. And it's 1,100 yards. That's no joke. But there are just so many balls that were just all around the map. This guy gets open all the time. He's one of the skills I like about him is he's a great broken play wide receiver. When things break down for his quarterback and his quarterback starts to scramble, he breaks off his route. He goes somewhere that he knows he's going to be present to the quarterback. The quarterback can see him and the quarterback can give him the football.
That.
He's another dude. He's a smaller guy, but he likes to block. I like that dog in him. He's got great ball skills, like you mentioned. He's good at getting separation. And per PFF, he only dropped 2 out of 93 catchable targets this season. That tells you this guy's got sure hands, like as sure as they come. You know, he's not always catching it with his hands. He'll use his body, but that's just, you know, a skill. Like it's a skill. Know when to do that. When he gets up, you know, when he's making a play in the air, he knows he can protect that football. And he played against some big time, you know, we talked about Treylon Burks, you know, going against Alabama. This cat going against Ohio State made some huge plays, you know, against Ohio State. And Ohio State's one of the best teams in the nation. So even, you know, there was a play I watched against him playing against Auburn on a deep flag route, beautiful catch, left his feet. You know, his momentum was going towards the sideline. He spins his body. He outstretches his right hand, pulls it in with his right hand. So I've seen him do it all. I think Jahan Dotson's going to step in, be a wide receiver two day one. Whatever offense he's in, he's going to be the second target, and a quarterback's going to love that. He's going to fill right into that role.
I love this guy. I really do. I think I agree with you. I think he's going to step on the field day one. He's going to be an instant contributor. I felt the same way about Rondale Moore last year, who I was absolutely.
Oh, man.
I'm still a big believer in Rondale Moore.
He started out well, but, you know, that offense, you know, I don't know. It was very bizarre. Arizona was all over the place this year.
Yeah, they were. But I do. I like him a lot. And I'm really looking forward to him playing. I really am. Okay. David Bell. You know, here's a guy out of Purdue, and I like Boilermakers. Purdue produces some good NFL talent too. Speaking of Rondale Moore, Purdue, that's where he came from.
Uh-huh.
But David Bell he's an alpha, this guy. And I came into the season with him as like my number one wide receiver in this class, actually. Not anymore, but that's no knock against him. This is just a great wide receiver class. 6'2", 205 pounds, nice size. He's physical. He's a physical contested catcher. Again, like Treylon Burks, First tackle attempt often fails. The guy's got excellent body control, so he helps with the contested body catches, but also his strong hands. The guy's got long speed that takes, you know, can take the top off of the D, and you know, nice burst off the line. And he's a route runner, changes direction very well. But he's an accomplished route runner, and he changes direction well too. So, you know, I didn't see too many flaws in this guy's game, or at least like, you know, like things that stand out. Like, wow, when he gets to NFL, he's got to do this. As far as I can tell, and as far as from what I saw and from what I read, you know, this guy seems pretty complete, pretty NFL ready. Go ahead.
Well, he came out of high school college ready. You know, his first year in college, he led the Big Ten in receptions, 86. Like, stepped in day one, ready to roll. And he was pretty much a big contributor since he got there. And that's going to show you this guy's ready to go. He's going to step into the NFL, and he's going to be ready to take some targets. One of the skills that I liked most about him is his ball tracking ability. The way, like, when the ball is in the air, I've seen him, you know, a corner route is a very hard route to run. You know, sometimes you don't know which side the ball's going over. And when you're watching him, it looks like there's never a moment of doubt when he's tracking a ball like that. Like, he knows exactly where he's going. He knows exactly where the ball is going. Sometimes you see guys slow down as they're adjusting their shoulders, he doesn't do that. He's elite. He's an elite ball tracker. You know, he's not the quickest guy, but he's fast, and he also knows how to drop his hips when he's breaking his routes to make himself. This is going to make up for some of that lack of elite quickness. And he's a producer. He's produced day one, you know?
Yeah. I may actually have been like my top three, actually ahead of Treylon Burks, Drake London.
It's an All-American, consensus.
Yeah, me myself, I have the head of Robinson, of Wendell Robinson, and possibly Dotson too. I love Dotson so much. But yeah,
it's a cluster. We said it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
There's a cluster, man. There's so many. This next guy we're going to talk about, he might be my favorite. That doesn't mean just because he's my favorite doesn't mean I think he's the best. But watching this guy's film, man, see, you know who else wore number one in college? Dez Bryant. And this cat, he doesn't have the physical strength of Dez. But when I see him catch, so I'm sorry, we're talking about George Pickens. Joe, you're going to give your spiel on him. But I'm just saying, when he catches the ball, his hands are so strong. He's so confident. And then he grips the ball with the one hand. Yep. And then he starts to run. That reminds me, Dez used to do that when he was young in the league, man. Immediately become a ball carrier. That ball's in one hand. He's using the other arm to push off the defender. I like watching him, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He's physical. No, all good, man. It's funny because you kind of led off talking about George Pickens the way I was going to lead off talking about him. And that, in my opinion, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what I'm about to say, I don't think it's a stretch either, that this guy could wind up being the best wide receiver over time, could wind up being the best wide receiver out of this very, very deep class. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm just saying, I don't think it's a stretching the imagination either. I think he's that good, but he's had to deal with injuries, including a torn ACL in spring of 2021. He made it back this year at the end of the season. He played in each of the bowl games. George Pickens out of Georgia, 6'3", 200 pounds, long body, long arms. He high points the ball very well. This guy's physical, like John was just talking about. What I like about him too, he puts his body in harm's way. He lays out for passes. He's a contested catch monster. Good hands and blocker. He's a good blocker, and I think John just touched on that as well. And he plays with attitude. Something else you talk about. I like that in a wide receiver. You're an NFL player. I like attitude. There were red flags with this guy in college. He was getting into fights with teammates. He got into a fight with at least one teammate. There was something else that happened too. I forgot what it was, but there are red flags with this guy. And quite frankly, I think a lot of times Georgia over the past few years, they got a lot of guys coming out with red flags. Like just DeAndre Baker, who went to the Giants, red flags with that guy too. So, but you know, he's not the only one. So, but anyway, this guy's a hell of a talent.
I'd be interested to hear about the other red flags because I'm less concerned about fights with teammates than I am with, like, you know, fights at a bar or you know, stuff like that.
I think he was
you're not
arrested.
Getting in a fight with a teammate. You're not really doing it.
That's not the biggest deal. There was something else too. I think he might have gotten like arrested for something. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
But it was something off field.
We'll find out. So we'll find out at the combine. Because
he might have been the one on the grassy knoll on November 22nd, 1963.
A little history right there. Yeah. So I'm very interested to see how he looks at the combine. I want to see how fast he runs the 40. I want to see the teams deem he's healthy. I want to see how good he looks in the three cone drill on his breaks because, you know, I really like this player, but I like what he was. I don't necessarily know what he is. At 6'3", 200, I would like to see him. He's thin. I'd like to see him put some muscle on that frame. He has a frame where he could afford to put on about 5 or 6 more pounds and be a little strong because I do think at the next level, defensive backs are going to challenge him at the line of scrimmage. He's fiery, and they're going to see he's fiery, and they're going to know that he'll combat with them. And if he's combating with them, they're winning because he's not focused on going after and getting the ball. So I'd like to see him get a little more strength so he could just shiver off these guys because he will extend his arm. I like that. Like he'll lock out his arm, extend it to put the DB from in phase to trailing. And that's a great skill to have, the way he goes up for the football. So there's a lot of question marks with this guy. But when I watch his film, he's one of the most fun. You know, it was fun to watch Wilson, you know, Williams, Wandale. Like they're all fun. But this guy, just the way he plays the game, it's exciting to me.
Well, if I were going to the Senior Bowl, the thing I would most look forward to, George Pickens, I want to see a good fight with a teammate. That's what I want to see.
The combine, he's a junior. He won't be at the Senior Bowl, but he'll get in a fight with who got in a fight with the doctor at the combine 1 year.
Oh my God,
was it Reuben Foster? I think it was Reuben Foster, linebacker.
Oh yeah. I think 49ers wound up taking him back into the first round, I believe. Yeah. He didn't last too long. Reuben Foster. Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh. And next guy we're talking about. This is a guy who, for amongst many, he was looking to be like a consensus number one coming into this draft, like end of last year. A lot of people were looking forward to Chris Olave. Remember, you kind of draft Chris Olave. Wait till next year when you can draft Chris Olave.
Right.
Now, this is a really good wide receiver, but he's in a really deep class. 6'1", another Ohio State product. And 6'1", 189 pounds, athletic. My notes are the dude is he's super athletic. Plays very fast, gets separation. But I don't see him, and I don't think he's known as a yards after catch guy. So he's not a yak guy. He's a very good route runner, though. He's got a high football IQ, good focus. He makes a lot of good, like, toe-tapping receptions along the sideline, like difficult catches. And he's very good at making those. Good hands, not physical. But he is a good wide receiving specimen, I have to say, overall. But, yeah, you know what? I think each of these wide receivers, maybe I'd have him ahead of Robinson. Maybe Dotson, I don't think so. But, you know, I definitely don't have him in my top five.
I think Olave, you know, I didn't love him last year. I don't think he would have been the top wide receivers taken. I watched them again this year. There was a step in production up from 729 yards in 7 games to 936 in 11 games. What I think his ceiling is Diontae Johnson. You know, I think, you know, he's got the drops like Diontae, but he's Diontae's an elite route runner. Olave's one of the best route runners in this class. It's pure, you know, but his drops, I see some double catches when there's a DB right with him. He's got some drops. I do love the nuances to his routes. Like he does this thing where he's running his route where he does like a long hesitation step that freezes. Mm-hmm. He like freezes the DB and then he breaks off his route. So he knows how to use his body and how to manipulate defenders. What you had mentioned with the yak ability, he's good in space. You know, when you get him on a drag route and he's got space, he's going to take it. But if you get a square hit on him, he's light in the lower half and he'll go down. So Diontae, on the other hand, so he doesn't have that ability that Diontae has, but he's got the route running and the drops. He reminds me a little bit of him.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever going to be an alpha. I think he could be a really, really good number two wide receiver, really good number two option. And listen, everyone needs I'm not taking him in the first round, but I think he's a solid second round option. And everyone can use a good number two wide receiver. So you know, maybe he'd be good for Philadelphia opposite of Devontae Smith. And let's see, the next one is Sky Moore. I really like that name a lot. Sky
Yeah.
Moore, Western Michigan, which had a pretty good, which is a pretty good college program, Western Michigan.
Levante
Not like a
Bellamy, and who's the cat who came out last year? Levante Bellamy was a running back who came out 2 years ago, and then last year, Dwayne Eskridge. It was Dwayne Eskridge.
Oh, that's right,
Yeah,
Eskridge.
and now
That's right,
Sky
Eskridge
Moore.
was. I kept forgetting if he came from Western Michigan or what was one of the smaller schools in Texas. I think it's another wide receiver I was thinking
You're
of.
thinking of
But
Jalen Darden.
anyways, yes, Darden. That's it. Yep. Sky Moore, Western Michigan, pretty good football program. They're not like the big brothers like Michigan and Michigan State, the Spartans, but it's a good solid college program. 5'10", 195 pounds. My notes on this guy. And I do like this guy a lot. I mean, it's funny. We were about a week ago, John and I started comparing notes a little bit. Like, John, let me know who he was, who he like saw a film on so far, who he's studying so far. And he said he likes Sky Moore a lot. And I responded back that, yeah, he's like one of my guys that I definitely had on my radar. And he's getting creeping up, my list like more and more and more. And I'm glad you had him in here, like in your top 11. This guy's an excellent route runner. He is fast. He is a yak producer. And I love that. This guy, he dominated in this season 2021 with 94 receptions, 1,291 yards, and 10 touchdowns. He's got elite speed, lightning footwork, and his feet. It's really fun to watch him play, and he's a great change of direction. So this is a guy, if my team were drafting a wide receiver, I'd have no problem with them drafting Sky Moore, probably somewhere in the second round. I really like him a lot. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, so per PFF, I quote them a lot because I look at a lot of their statistics. He led the nation in broken tackles with 26. All right, so he's a little guy, but man, he is hard to take to the ground. He's fiery. He's another one of those fiery competitors. Like you can just see, he gets his juices flowing. After a big play, he gets up, he's fired up. You know, he wants to win. His best skill is the yard after catch. He runs with intent. Like he knows where he wants to go. He runs aggressive. He uses that stiff arm. His routes that he's good at, he's got the post, the fade, the slant, the short outs, like anything you could get this guy the ball in space. He's an offensive weapon. What makes me fade these guys a little bit, like Sky Moore and even Wan'Dale Robinson, like I'm back and forth with these guys because of the Rondale Moores, because of the Jalen Reagors. Like those guys I watched blow it up in college and I expect them to go, but it's also where they end up, man. This guy could end up in an offense that knows how to use him. And this guy could he could have probably this guy in the right system with the right wide
Oh
receiver
my
next to
God.
him. He could probably have the most yardage. He could be the best rookie wide receiver. That could absolutely happen. Sky Moore.
I agree. I was never a Rhaegar fan myself. I remember
I
in
was.
Philadelphia would yeah, I mean, was he Baylor? Is
No,
Rhaegar out of
TCU.
Baylor?
TCU.
Okay. Same area, same
Right,
geographic area, same
right.
thing. But yeah, no, I was I yeah, I didn't see him as all yeah, that's too much of a I didn't I was like, hey, listen, you take this guy in the third
I
round.
didn't like him
I
over
was like,
CeeDee Lamb or Justin Jefferson. You
oh
know?
no, exactly. Yeah, I
No.
remember it's funny, I remember that draft too, just real quick before we move on to our last player. But I remember when CeeDee Lamb was drafted, I was watching just my friends remotely, and we're just like all on a Zoom and watching our own TVs. And I was actually doing a really good job of calling each pick for each team. And we got up to Dallas, and I think I was originally thinking whatever who I originally I was like
Arden
thinking
Key.
some. No, you know what?
Arden
I think I
Key.
was originally thinking safety that the Giants wound up taking in the second round.
Jabril
A lot of
Peppers.
people, what's that?
No.
No, not Peppers.
Xavier
No, he was
McKinney.
Xavier McKinney. A lot of people had Xavier McKinney pegged for Dallas in the middle of the first round. And I was like, oh, I was calling out to my friends. I was like, oh, they'll probably take McKinney.
Or
He's
Diggs. A
been,
lot
and
of
it
people
make,
had Diggs going to Dallas in the first two. We got him in the second.
he got him the second. He was such a good pick in the second round, man. Such a good pick. And it's funny, I'm watching, I'm calling it. I'm telling my friends, I'm like, oh, I think they're probably going to wind up taking McKinney. It makes sense. And this is like where his value falls in, middle of the first round. And then they show Jerry Jones, and I see him smiling. And
Right.
he's got this smile. And I think he had just gone off the phone with the player, whoever it was going to be. I'm like, you know what? I don't think he's smart shit. I think he just took CeeDee Lamb. I think he just took CeeDee Lamb. And I'm like, oh my God, they just took CeeDee Lamb. That's scary. That is scary. Sure
Yeah.
enough, they took CeeDee Lamb. But that was CeeDee Lamb. Taking CeeDee Lamb was worthy of a big smile by Jerry.
Oh
It
yeah, I
was.
mean,
It was. Totally.
Jerry and Will McClay have built some rosters, man. You
I
know,
like
and
Jerry
I
Jones.
heard Darren Woodson say it the other day. Like at some point, the players got to play. The players got to get it done. Like
True.
Enough with the Jerry,
I agree.
Dude. Look at some of the things he's done. You know, bringing in Dan Quinn, Kellen Moore. You know, a coach who's won a Super Bowl, Mike McCarthy. He's doing everything he can. These guys got to get the job done.
I see the criticism with McCarthy, but McCarthy, you know, listen, yeah, he always had great quarterbacks, and he always went to, you know, he was always in the playoffs with these great quarterbacks. But he won a Super Bowl too. You've got Dallas is loaded with talent, and at some point, like these players have got to put it together. I think Jerry Jones is a great owner. I've always liked Jerry Jones. I remember he used to get made fun of, like whatever, in the late 90s or early 2000s, after like the dynasty had, like, you know, retired and was just, it was over, you know. And I'm like, first of all, I always like the guy's passion for his team. This guy bleeds Dallas
like Steinbrenner.
Silver and blue.
He's
Steinbrenner. And he's a knowledgeable guy. I mean, he's not like some idiot. And they've compiled for a long time really good players, and now especially on the defensive side of the ball too, which it was lacking for a long time. But anyway, but when they took CeeDee Lamb, I'm like, oh my God! And paired up with Amari Cooper, and he had Zeke and the offensive line and Dak. I'm like, holy shit! But anyway, let's get to our last player, Jalen Tolbert, South Alabama. I love this guy, 6'3", 190 pounds. This guy is long, athletic. Long speed runner, so he's not necessarily the fastest, but this guy's got good long speed. When he gets running, he's running down the field. It's hard to keep up with him. Good run after catch ability. He adjusts to inaccurate passes, lots of them. So he didn't have the best quarterback in South Alabama. He adjusted to a lot of inaccurate passes. He's a quarterback's best friend, like one of the other wide receivers we're talking. I think it was Dotson you mentioned before, like, you know. He fights for those you know, bad passes, and he gets them. Tolbert is a good ball tracker, good body control, good route runner. This is a guy I like. I could see these 11 guys we just discussed going in the top two rounds. Take it away, John.
So he was the Sun Belt Offensive Player of the Year. He was number 6 in the NCAA in receiving yards in 2021, 1,474 yards. This guy, he's got a great build. Like, he physically, you know, you look at him, he looks like he's ready to play wide receiver at the next level. And he played some
looks
big
like
competition.
Me.
Yeah, exactly. He gets open enough. Like, he's not always, his routes aren't phenomenal. Like, at times he telegraphs him a little bit, but with the way his build, he gets open enough that his catch radius and as far as he gets open creates a big window for the quarterback. Like you said, it's quarterback friendly. Senior Bowl. This guy is one of the guys who's going to be at the Senior Bowl. The Senior Bowl is huge for Jalen Tolbert. This will say a lot. I'm very excited to watch his reps against some of the top cornerbacks in the country. I want to see these one-on-ones. I know the one-on-ones are they're tough because they're not really telling, because the quarterback's not going to have all day. The quarterback's not going to have eyes on the wide receiver the whole time. So it's really not fair to the defensive backs, right? Because they're going to have, you know, usually in 3 or 4 seconds, the play is dead. But regardless, for this instance, Jalen Tolbert, I want to see if he can put defenders on skates and get open regularly. If he can do that, I'm going to move him up big time.
Yeah, and you're right. That's a great point. So he is a senior, obviously playing at the Senior Bowl, and in a very deep wide receiver class, this will give him a great chance to move his stock up. And I have a feeling I really like him a lot. I have a feeling he's going to perform well at the Senior Bowl, and he's going to help stand out against
Cooper Kupp. Did he went to a small school, and look at his stock. It went up, man.
Yep, absolutely. So you see a lot of people rise from the Senior Bowl. Look at Jahmin Davis, not a wide receiver, his linebacker. But after the Senior Bowl, bam, that guy rose skyrocketed up the boards. And to eventually he was taken by Washington, I think at pick 19, I believe, last year. So amazing what can happen. But that's our 11, our top 11. And there's going to be more.
The elite 11.
I was telling John, let's keep it. Originally, I was going to tell John, let's keep it to 10. But he had 11 ready to go. I'm like, all right, we'll do 11. But I'm like, hey, man, this will give us a chance to make, because there's a lot of wide receivers. We'll do more videos. You know, and therefore there are a lot of wide receivers to cover in this draft. But it was great time doing this. But listen, before we go, Twitter handles here, Yellow Bar, follow all of us. It's like 15 of us now. I'm probably even missing like the last one or two who joined to us titles, but I've got to add them. Join, this is everyone's Twitter handle here. please give us a follow. We're always, you know, pumping out content. We're always sharing great information. So please follow us all. And a friendly reminder, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, hit that bell, ding, and give us that 5-star Apple review. It would really help us out a lot.
Hey, I got a question. John, when are you doing the mock drafts? When does that start?
I'm going to start the mock drafts. I was thinking the Wednesday after Super Bowl.
Well, tell us about it. So what are you doing and when are you starting it, rather?
Okay, so what I was going to do, I was going to host this for anyone who wants to join. And if anyone doesn't join, that's fine. I'll do the mock drafts myself. So I roll that way. I'm totally fine with doing it myself. I'll do like at least 5, maybe 10 mock like draft simulations every single day. It's easy. But anyway, so I'm just going to have anyone who wants to participate, whether it's Toilets and Titles or just a viewer, come in on YouTube. Let me know you want to be in, what team you want to pick for. And I'm going to do a draft simulation, mock draft for the first round. And eventually when we get closer to the actual draft, I'll bump it up to second round and third round as well. We'll do the top three rounds. But definitely most of the time, it's going to be just the first round. If you have a team that you're a fan of and you want to, who do you want to pick for your team? If you were the GM, you're in that spot, it's on you. Who would you pick? And so it's just going to be a mock draft simulation, and we'll do all 32 teams in the first round, or all 32 picks in the first round. And like I said, you pick your team. You let me know who you want. I'll pick for you. And I've seen, I see other people I follow. They've been doing it for like the past year or two, and it's a lot of, I think it's a lot of fun.
Man, so Wednesday night, so we're going to be doing, you're going to be dropping these episodes. Usually Sundays, you're going to be doing mock drafts. So we got all the draft content. Joe is just churning it out.
I want to start pumping out some more draft content too. I do want to start trying maybe doing like two a week. So we'll see, because I want to get moving along, because I want to get through like, all 10 positions basically, and then go back and do like the next 5 of each position. So if I can do it without drowning myself, so.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Guys, if you enjoyed the episode, if you're enjoying the draft content, make sure you throw it in the comments there. Let us know what you think about these players. Let us know if you agree or disagree. Let us know if our rankings are wrong, whatever. That's what the comments are for.
That's what the comments are for. But guys, 2022 is going to be another great draft class. And this may be the deepest, even deeper than last year. And you're actually getting edge rushers, good edge rushers in this draft. So it's going to be an awesome draft. Anyway, we're out of here. John, I'll catch you another time, man. Thanks for coming on and doing this with me.
You got it. I appreciate you, man.
Take care, guys. Take care, everyone.